Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 30, 1804. Definitely nothing remarkable. The saga of Some Few Words continues. Captain Clark barely puts pen to paper today.
Cold. The temperature at 20 degrees below zero. A number of Indians here today. They are much surprised at the bellows. One deer killed. Captain William Clark, December 30, 1804.
That's all he said. Now the conclusion of the biographies of the Fort Mandan blacksmiths. Two of the three blacksmiths were numbered among Captain Lewis's nine young men from Kentucky, the experienced frontiersmen handpicked for the expedition. Members of that trusted fraternity were William Bratton, John Shields, George Gibson, Charles Floyd, Reuben Fields, John Coulter, Joseph Fields, Nathaniel Pryor, and young George Shannon, who was still learning the ropes. Here are some facts about Bratton. Bratton, William E., 1778 to 1841, private. Born in Augusta County, Virginia, of Scottish-Irish descent. The Bratton family migrated to Kentucky in 1790. In his youth, Bratton apprenticed as a blacksmith. According to historian Olin Wheeler, it is not improbable that Bratton was one of the blacksmiths that was so successful at Fort Mandan, his trade being that of a gunsmith. He also contributed his skill as a hunter, scout, plant forager, and messenger. The only man on the voyage who suffered a serious illness for an extended period of time, Bratton's miraculous recovery remains a subject of debate. He joined the Corps of Discovery on October 20, 1803, at the Falls of the Ohio, and was one of the enlisted men assigned to court-martial duty in the trial of John Newman. By far the most repeated reference to Bratton concerned his health. That interesting story another time. Tomorrow, seeing the old year out, expedition style.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Additional historical information often taken from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.